This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, top of the 5 o'clock hour. We are the Old School crew coming at you live, 1040 O Street on this beautiful day. Bringing some heat. Good first two segments. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple. They got their Friday lunch special tomorrow. Get on the website, Mercado.com, and go over there and don't be bashful on the order and the amount. And plus, you can get in the butcher shop. It's going to be a great weekend before the weather breaks next week. And it'll be in the 60s, but it'll be a great weekend to grill because the wind will supposedly be down and it won't be super hot outside. So definitely go over there and see what they got going on at the Mercado. It's definitely a big selection and also great service and great atmosphere. So, DP, big weekend, big weekend. But, you know, before we dive into college football, we'll talk a little bit of NFL here. And now everybody's saying, you know, asking, and we talked about a little bit about yesterday. The day has passed. Everybody's thinking, okay, who's the best fit for the for the Jets? Little do they know, the Dallas Cowboys would be open next. Most likely the Los Angeles Raiders. And there's all, I always say this, there's always one sneaky firing. Not sneaky, but just surprise. Let me ask you this. Between the Jets, the Cowboys, and the Raiders, because and the Raiders maybe not because they just signed Antonio, but let's just say the Jets and the Cowboys. Mike McCarthy being a lame duck in the lame duck year this late, he's gone. What job, considering the talent, the ownership, two huge markets, so it's kind of a wash. Which one would you choose and why?
It's mainly the other stuff. Because the towns, Dallas and Jersey, mm-hmm. rather than New York.
That is factual,
right?
Yeah.
That the difference in that, Jersey's advantage is that it does not have Dallas's and Vegas's owner.
Yep.
Jersey and Dallas have a media base that is so unique in finding out your blind spot and then picking at it.
Yeah, quickly too.
Right.
Yeah.
Vegas is the one that. You've got to deal with peripheral stuff, but I would imagine that you can boundary some of that from distraction,
yeah.
And win. People have existed in Vegas in that space. So, but the weird answer is the Jets.
Yeah.
The weird answer is the Jets.
I agree with you.
The two owners just would make me put a hole
especially
in the wall.
Dallas ownership is way the worst by far.
But Vegas is such a victim of his environment.
His environment and his dad.
Right? Yeah. That there are people that think they have right to and deserve right to and access to everything about the team.
Yeah.
And mind you, Jersey's got the same family issue as Vegas does. Like, listen, you're not doing bit like those folks in Jersey. hey, coach, come see me.
Yeah.
And yeah. and you have to do it. Like, it's funny that it's reached. It used to just be hockey, Giants, Jets. But now it's reached the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Right? Where when the family calls, you got to show up.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere. So it becomes, as a coach, imagine somebody saying to you, and we've never even talked about it, but imagine a coach being told, hey, you got to play so-and-so.
In this day and time.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to play so-and-so.
Yeah.
And having that request come from the streets, and that it has enough leverage. Imagine being in Vegas and somebody goes, hey, coach, play this guy. And they give you the look.
Yeah. So-and-so's starting tomorrow, isn't right, he? Right. No, he's not. Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
You just don't know it yet.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I'm the coach.
Nice car.
You will turn into was the coach if you don't answer or don't do it. Yeah.
I mean, ask you that, though. Like, that's a tough one. Cause,
yeah. I mean, there's always the other factors. This is the one thing I learned about the league. Man. And I remember talking to my agent about, you know, being, you know, going through it. And he's like, man, Jay, he's like, to be honest with you, there's stuff that happens. He's like, you'll never know. Because even the only people that know the answers are really the person that pulled the trigger. Everybody in the building has different views of it, and none of their opinions matter. So, you know, there's always outside factors. I think Dallas, you know, initially I would say New York Jets, because I think their talent is really good. But then part of me says Dallas
has the most talent.
Part of me says Dallas because if you win,
everything's.
If you just win in Dallas, it's phenomenal. The problem is somehow Dallas is always going to Dallas. But I will say this. Between Davis, Jerry Jones, and Woody Johnson, I would say this. Jerry Jones puts forth the real effort to win every year. So that's why I would say Dallas. Now, you got to deal with, essentially, Jerry Jones is this. Here's how Jerry Jones is. This is the funny thing about him. He's the owner. He's the GM. He's the lead scout. He's the head coach. He'll be the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, whatever he feels like doing.
He picks the dance squad, cheerleaders. Yeah. He's the concessionaire.
He's the trainer. You know, and so if it takes a very unique personality to deal with that. And especially now that he's a little older, he's definitely setting his ways. Because this is his last thing, his last wish. So.
How long would it take you to get into an argument with Jerry Jones as your boss?
Depends on what it was. I mean, if it's somebody like, you know, if it's Harrison's the guy that is way better and he wants to play so-and-so. I mean, I don't even necessarily know if it's an argument. I just be like, all right, dude, then I'm just going to sit back and chill and then wait till it implodes. I just think Jerry Jones is as great as he's a phenomenal businessman. I remember when he came and talked to us at Harvard and had the best quote ever, you know, and taught you like a lot about respecting yourself and how aggressive you have to be, but you have to be extremely smart and really, really believe in yourself. I think he's done himself a disservice to his legacy on, you know, what he could have done. It's always like, what if I didn't run this player out of town? What if I actually let Bill Parcells coach the team? What if I didn't pull the plug on Wade Phillips that went somewhere else and won a world championship? How many more would I and we have as Dallas Cowboy you know, ownership and a fan? And, you know, Woody Johnson, I like Woody Johnson. I think he's more hands off. I just think this situation with the Jets reeks because they.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
decided as a staff to try to infuse a sense of spark or energy into the offense. So they wanted to take play calling away from Nathaniel Hackett. That's normal. It happens all the time. It, you know what? Matter of fact, in Buffalo, we had Joe Pendry, and he was the offensive coordinator. Then they didn't take all of his play calling away, but they took the run play calling away and had let him focus on the passing game. That's the same thing, right? Nathaniel Hackett would have been involved in it. And then somehow Aaron Rodgers and Woody Johnson got on the phone. So obviously Aaron went and sent a text to Woody. They got on the phone and essentially drew the line near him. And then obviously the him was Robert Saleh, who was the head coach, who was essentially walking the plank ever since, you know, Aaron Rodgers got there, and he's gone. But the problem that Aaron Rodgers did not forecast, he didn't think Brickhouse was going to be the head coach. That's where Woody Johnson got the power back. Because he's not going to walk into Brickhouse's office as a head coach in his first opportunity of being a head coach. And he comes under Pete Carroll and gets strong arm. It's not going to happen. That's not even how Jeff's built. He's a dude's dude and he's a football 1,000%. So it's going to be interesting to see what the new offensive coordinator, which is Downing, who Jeff has a history with, because as an assistant coach, that he works directly with Jeff as a defensive coordinator. The best thing Jeff can do is slowly but surely hand over the defensive calling responsibilities to an assistant, and then him go over a la Denny Green and really work with the defensive scout team. Because a defensive mind running a defensive scout team can poke holes and add you know, some strength to that offensive game plan, because he's seeing what's really going to work from a defensive standpoint versus just seeing the cards.
But can an Aaron Rodgers-led Jets team, because he is leading them, and we always say be careful who you attach your card to, because it could be a stud or a mule.
Yeah.
You could end up in a ditch or out front.
Yeah.
But then how is the focus defensively going to happen when the two moves that are being made, and understanding that you now have an offensive coordinator that led Tennessee Titans offenses that have an entirely different style, entirely different read priority, different attack focus than what you've said and what we've seen in Aaron Rodgers previously?
You know, I think it's more of the philosophy within this. Is the playbook's not going to change. It's more or less the mix. So it's different. It's like, say Nathaniel Hackett. Okay, here's an example. I love carrot cake. I don't eat any other carrot cake. You know what Nathaniel Hackett's carrot cake is? It's dry. No moisture in there. And it tastes like it's been sat out for like about 2 weeks. Right? They're hoping the new coordinator has a little bit more moisture in it, and it's a different little bit mix to get a better outcome. That's the best analogy I can give you. But it's the same thing. It's the same cake.
Like, it's a full train wreck to say
right now.
Yeah, to say that you're
five games into the season.
Right, and it's really hard to build. You cut players that could have helped you in this system. That's what you were going to do.
It's over. Over. Over.
And if you know anything about pro football, then how do you allow that to happen? How does Aaron Rodgers allow it to happen? How does Hackett allow it to happen? How does Ulbrich? Like, Ulbrich is sitting back going,
oh, well, Lord. Ulbrich does. I mean, he's not at fault.
It's not a fault thing, but he's sitting back going, here it is.
He's got to take it, knowing, because if he does a good job here, it might not be in this cycle. They can't say you don't have head coaching experience now. This is a great opportunity for him. How this happens when you have no matter what you think about Aaron Rodgers right now, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. The problem is, I don't really think Aaron Rodgers for quite some time has been truly invested in football. And I hate saying it, because he was the baddest dude out there. But I think a lot of he lost his focus. And then when you got to New York, he had everybody banged up Russell Wilson, right?
Yep.
Right? Having an office, having his like trainer, and then he had his media people on the road, right? He had to get an extra hotel room. What's the difference in Aaron Rodgers bringing all his buddies in?
Well, we know the difference.
Well, okay. Yeah, we but know I'm, just, the difference. I'm just talking like, about it's the same result.
Well, that, but that's just that, it's a, that's the kind same of my, result. That's kind of my point.
In a different way. That, and that, you know what the common factor is? You don't know what the common factor is?
What is it, ego?
No, Nathaniel Hackett. It's Nathaniel Hackett.
Well, if you said to me a year ago,
he was a head coach in Denver. He's the OC. He's the blame.
If you said to me, Aaron Rodgers this season is going to be the same as Russell Wilson's last year, same expectations at the beginning of the year, new situation, new environment, all those things in play. Hey, everybody's excited. That's right. And then left turn, straight right into the ditch. And everybody's standing around going, man, we should have saw that coming. No. Somebody drove it there.
Hold on. I'll take Russell Wilson as a player last year in this version of Aaron Rodgers because he actually played well. Sean Payton, they just had it out for him.
Yeah.
They asked this man to give back money. It was kind of like Albert Haynesworth when Shanahan was like, give me back some money.
Yeah.
It ain't happening. No. Right? So I'll take that. I'll say this. I would take Aaron Rodgers with Russell Wilson's production from this day on. Last year when he was in Denver, through all the adversity, right? Russell, oddly enough, adapted and was a true professional.
He played through. He didn't throw anybody under the bus.
Right. He was productive.
He had good stats.
He didn't have Garrett Wilson. He didn't have Alan Lazard. He didn't have Hall and Braylon Allen and all that. You know, he didn't have that, but he still performed.
You know what's really interesting in this? That Garrett Wilson has been so quiet.
Because he's been messing up.
Right? But
he had a lot to say.
But doesn't that silence say a lot?
Yeah, because he ain't been balling. I mean, and I will say this. This also falls back on Aaron Rodgers. So if Aaron Rodgers is not there for mandatory minicamp, he's definitely not there for optional. So where's the continuity? Where can you – we see it here. Dylan took those dudes and they went and thrown for like 2 weeks. Dude, you can't get continuity like that. You got to be – the reason why him and Davante Adams were so good is because they essentially knew what – he knew what Davante was going to do. Davante knew what he was going to do. You're here with Garrett Wilson, and you're gone. So there's no way you can be on the same page because you're not getting the same preseason game. Like, you're not playing in the preseason.
Yeah, you're not getting the work.
So you're trying to get an end product without putting in the production or, you know, without the work. It's not going to work. But I guarantee you at the end of the season, there's one person that won't be blamed. And that's A.A. Ron. And that's the sad truth of what is now somewhat being his legacy. I think his reality of where he is gonna change severely here if they don't go on a magical run.
I would just say this. I know New Jersey is one of the last places I want to be and not deliver.
And you don't want to do it with the Jets.
Because
them fans are roguish.
Hey, man. Good luck.
They're rogues. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to get into pick 'em. We got a lot of top 25 games, Big 10 games. We got a couple texts here in regards to VJ and Notre Dame, Notre Dummies, as we call them in our house. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.